Now, I'd like to say, first of all, that I start from the assumption that all history has a social purpose, and it wouldn't be going on if it didn't have a social purpose, that people are being taught history because history contains ideas, assumptions, ways of interpreting the society in which they live. And therefore, I think one has to accept that since this conveying of history is going on at a whole series of different levels, we've got to be prepared to address the problem to many different levels. And I would like to say this is partly in response to much of the discussion this morning, that I do believe myself that it would be unfortunate if we got into the situation of saying, you know, my way is better than yours. I think that what we've really got to think of is the way, is how we can connect up these different ways. I think everyone in this room almost certainly has somewhat different skills, and the thing to do is to try and find out what your skills are and how they can best be addressed to, you know, within the field of history, to producing something which has a positive contribution to the labour movement and to the eventual building of socialism.